Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Psalm 16, verse 8 in the New International Version says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
Hallelujah. Honey, there are two powerful statements in that verse. First, it says, the Lord is always before me. That is such a powerful affirmation and confirmation for every believer. In fact, I encourage you to put those words on a screensaver or an index card and confess them throughout the day. The Lord is always before me. Recognizing the Lord is before you, he will energize your life. Yes, the Lord is always before you as we meditate on him day and night.
And yes, the Lord is always before you as we make him the Lord of our lives.
Yes, the Lord is always before us as we have confidence in knowing that God is preparing the way for us.
And yes, the Lord is always before us, as we know he is protecting us from every attack of the enemy.
Yes, the Lord is always before us as we worship him for his goodness, faithfulness, and loving kindness. However, the first three words of this verse reveal the key to the realization of every assurance that we just confessed. The three words, I have set. I have set. See, that clearly demonstrates that we're the ones who mobilize the presence of God in every circumstance, situation, and problem that we face. Through our actions, or our inactions for that matter, we determine our peace of mind, our covering, and yes, our own destiny. In other words, child of God, we determine God's place in our life. Now, we're going to ask you to answer seven questions to determine whether or not you put these things before the Lord. First, do you set him before television or surfing the internet?
Do you set him before working in the yard?
Third, do you set him before girls or a guy's night out?
Fourth, do you set him before your career?
Fifth, do you set God before your finances?
And sixth, do you set him before your family?
And seven, what place does God hold in your life? Really hold. See, God has given each of us a free will to decide what we do and don't do in and with our lives. The decision, totally ours. But when we make the right choice, the choice of setting God first in our lives, then we're protected, promoted, and provided for.
Amen. The Amplified Bible translation of Psalm 16, verse 8, says it this way, I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
The Lord is to be set continually before us. We're not just to set God before us in tough times, good times, when we need him and when we don't. According to dictionary.com, the word continually is an action adverb that means habitually, without cessation or intermission. Listen to the New Living Translation of that.
Yeah, the New Living Translation says this, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. When we put the Lord first, when we set him above all other things and people, we have the confidence in knowing that he is always with us. Not only is he always with us, but Hebrews 13:5, love it. Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a promise.
Absolutely. Now let's go a little further and look at the second key point to Psalm 16:8. Psalm 16:8, which in the New International Version says, I will not be shaken. I will not be shaken. Honey, why don't you read the classic Amplified translation of that one more time?
It says, I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved. Wow. Consider this. No matter what the nightly news is reporting, you shouldn't be moved.
No matter whether we get laid off of our job or not, we should not be moved.
No matter what's happened to our investment portfolio, we should not be moved.
No matter if our car breaks down and we don't have the money for the repairs, we should not be moved.
No matter what's happening with our children, we should not be moved.
No matter what the doctor says, we should not be moved.
No matter whether or not you're evicted from your apartment or your house is foreclosed on, you should not be moved. Listen, we hope you're getting this. And it's something we continually sometimes have to remind ourselves of.
Believe me.
But no matter what's going on around you or happening to you, don't be moved by anything or anyone except the word of the Lord. When we go through the adversities of life, we have the confidence in knowing that if we put God first, set him before us continually, that he's at our right hand, right beside us, and nothing or no one can keep him from working on our behalf.
Hallelujah. The New International Version says, I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. As we were meditating on the comfort of knowing that the Lord is, thank you, Lord, always right beside us, he directed us to Acts 2, verse 25. Acts 2, 25 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, for David says in regard to him, I saw the Lord constantly before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken or overthrown or cast down from my secure and happy state.
Did you hear that? I may not be shaken or overthrown or cast down. Now, when you get to the next part, it says, from my secure and happy state. Praise the Lord, no matter what's going on, regardless of circumstances, situations, problems, we have the confidence in knowing that we can be in a secure and happy place, protected from all harm and every attack of the enemy.
The Message Bible translation of Acts 2, verse 25 says, I saw God before me for all time. Nothing can shake me. He's right by my side. But let's go a little further and read verse 26 in the Message Bible. It says, I'm glad from the inside out, ecstatic. I pitched my tent in the land of hope.
And as we read and reread the words, we felt impressed to write in this teaching several things that are very clear. First, you decide. Not your spouse, your mama or your daddy, your pastor, your best friend, or anybody else. You must make a constant decision to always put God first in your life.
Second, when you make that decision to keep him continually in your daily life, your thought processes, then you can have the confidence in knowing that he's at your right hand, right beside you, never leaving nor forsaking you. In whatever storm of life you may be facing, you will know that you know he's there.
Third, you will no longer be moved, swayed, affected by attacks of the enemy or anyone else because you have the confidence in knowing that everything is going to be all right.
Finally, And we strongly suggest that you embrace the words of Psalm 16, verse 8 in the Message Bible. It says, day and night I'll stick with God. I've got a good thing going and I'm not letting go.
Hallelujah. That's a good one to personalize, honey.
Amen.
Day and night, Eileen will stick with God. She's got a good thing going and Eileen's not letting go. Day and night, Rena will stick with God. She's got a good thing going, and Rena's not letting go. Klaus, how about this, Klaus? Day and night, Klaus will stick with God. He's got a good thing going, and Klaus is not letting go. Hallelujah. Now, that's exciting. Child of God, you've definitely got a good thing going. Don't let go. Don't mess it up. Before we close this call, I want to share a testimony with you from Victoria in Greensboro, North Carolina. Here's what she wrote. I thank God for you and your ministry. I have a testimony to give you encouragement today for you to help keep you keeping on. June 7th, 2018, 10:45 in the morning, I went to the post office and mailed off my Payday Is Coming seed of $100. Later that same day, 4:44 p.m., Joy of your prayer team called and asked me if I needed the prayer for anything. I said yes with excitement. Asked her if she would come into agreement with me for my VA disability to increase and a career job opportunity to open up because I was currently unemployed and looking for gainful employment with the county government. I had already applied for several positions and heard nothing. But yet on their website, I saw that they'd pull my resume and application and forward it to the hiring manager. So we prayed together and agreed on both coming to pass in God's timing. God heard our prayer and it was answered. First, my VA disability was submitted on April 22nd, 2018, and on June 13th, 2018, my increase came with 20% going from 50 to 70%, and my monthly check went from $855.41 to $1,365.48, with $510.07 retroactive pay being directly deposited into my checking account on June 15th this year. Second, on June 15th also, I had an interview for the government position that Joe and I prayed for with all the benefits, retirement, and perks. It's a two-round interview, and I have faith in God that if this is His will for my life, I'll be the chosen candidate with a job offer, steady income, increase, promotion, and career opportunities to help fund kingdom business. Brother Harold, Sister Bev, and Joy, thank you so much for your obedience and your ability to not only hear God, but execute what He has spoken and given you to advance His kingdom. God bless you. We love you. And we love you too, Victoria. You know, that just blesses us.
Amen.
It really does. You may say, well, I haven't had my manifestation yet. That means it's not coming.
That's it.
Your miracle is in motion.
Hallelujah.
Your miracle is in motion. Glory to God. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed to have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.